Today marks a key deadline for Vermont lawmakers, and House and Senate committees have been in a mad dash this week to keep their legislative priorities alive. Vermont Public Capital Bureau reporters Lola DeFore and Peter Hirschfeld have been following the action. And on this week's edition of the Capital Recap, they discuss bills racing to make the crossover deadline.
Lola, it is crossover, and this is a term that carries a lot of significance for people inside the halls of the State House. Might be meaningless to people that do not, so bring them up to speed on the significance of this day.
Yeah, so technically crossover is this mid-session deadline at which bills have to either move out of the policy committee where they started, or they die on the vine. And, you know, there are exceptions to this, but it is this moment at which we can take stock and say, okay, what is actually moving this year? And one such bill is actually pretty topical, given the ICE raid that just took place in South Burlington this week.
Yeah, House lawmakers advanced a bill this week that addresses what they say is a real gap in state and federal law when it comes to guardrails on conduct by federal immigration agents. There is currently no state or federal law that allows individuals to sue federal agents if they violate their constitutional rights. This bill that passed the House floor remedies that by creating a new cause of action that would let Vermonters sue ICE or CBP agents for excessive use of force, for example, or denying people the right to peacefully assemble.
Of course, that is not the only ICE-related bill that we have seen this year. We saw a bill move quite a while ago, so it has made the crossover deadline, pass out of the Senate that would ban law enforcement officials, including federal law enforcement officials, from wearing masks and not readily identifying themselves. Of course, I think the big question where that bill is concerned, and also the bill you just spoke about, is whether or not it will ultimately hold up in court when it is, of course, inevitably challenged.
We're also seeing lots of movement in recent days, Lola, on health care. This is your beat. What do we need to know?
Last year was all about bringing the hammer down on hospital prices. This year, things have really kind of swung in the other direction. There have been a lot of more deregulatory conversations. The Scott administration, for example, wanted to open the door to association health plans or letting insurers modestly adjust premiums based on age. Now, a House committee has since basically killed both of those proposals, either outright or by turning them into a study. But in the Senate, we are seeing legislation advance that might actually slightly undo a law that was passed just last year. And I am talking about the legislation that allowed the Green Mountain Care Board to tell hospitals, actually, you can't eliminate certain service lines. That is the law that probably resulted in Rutland Regional Medical Center not closing its inpatient pediatric beds. Lawmakers are now thinking, maybe let's soften that and just let the state weigh in with a non-binding recommendation. Of course, healthcare is not even the biggest topic in the legislature. I think that probably remains education. Pete, you've been following that.
Yeah, lawmakers and the governor continue to say they're committed to a package that would transform the way Vermont pays for and governs public schools. But the House and Senate are still rowing in opposite directions on this. The House Education Committee is pursuing a plan that would force Vermont's school districts to merge into much larger governance entities. They want to eliminate school choice in the approximately 90 communities that have it right now. Senate Education, meanwhile, prefers an approach that would let districts merge voluntarily to begin with, and they want to preserve school choice as it exists right now. Neither of these committees is going to get their bills out before the crossover deadline. But there are reprieves to be had when it comes to crossover, and these education bills will definitely be getting an extension.